Track 8. Cycling, science and churches are the topics for three Norfolk experts and authors this summer.
Exactly a century ago, the main road between London and Edinburgh was, says Loddon writer Steve Silk, quietly steered onto history's hard shoulder. It left at least parts of the historic Great North Road ideal for cycling. Steve's entertaining account of cycling adventure is an inspirational read in this summer of the Great British Holiday. And even if you don't plan to follow him uphill and down dale, through pretty market towns and into historic coaching inns as he pedals the 400-mile, 11-day journey, it is a fascinating read. Steve's previous books trace the Wherryman's Way and Norfolk Rivers by foot and by canoe. Before attempting his Great North Road adventure, his cycling had mainly been confined to the lanes of Norfolk, so this is no Tour de Lycra. Instead, Steve shares map mishaps and industrial estates, as well as the high points, literal and metaphorical, of what he calls the most romantic and most historic highway in the United Kingdom. The Great North Road by Steve Silk is one of the great books available at Norfolk Magazine's new online Literary Life bookshop at literarylife.co.uk.
50 fab churches. In a county with hundreds of superlatively beautiful churches spanning more than 1,000 years of history, picking just 50 for a book called Churches of Norfolk must be a tricky task. But church historian John Vigor of Norwich has taken on the challenge. He said he wanted to reveal the extraordinary range of Norfolk's churches across the county and the centuries, and highlight some lesser known but nonetheless remarkable buildings. Beginning at thatched Barton Bendish with its wonderful Norman West doorway, and finishing at grand Wigan Hall Magdalene with its carved angels high in the roof, the alphabetical guide celebrates round towers, alabaster tombs, ancient screens alive with paintings of saints, flights of angels, churches tucked into fields and farmyards, or at the heart of communities and some of our best medieval glass. John has written guidebooks to hundreds of churches and is involved with the Centre for Parish Church Studies based in Norwich and the Norfolk Churches Trust. Churches of Norfolk by John E. Vigor is published by Amberley.
Extraordinary extinct creatures. Meet Hallucigenia, a spiky worm which lived 443 million years ago, and Dunkleosteus, a jaw-snapping super predator from 360 million years ago. Dinosaur expert and Norfolk Professor of Evolutionary Biology and Science Engagement, Ben Garrod, has started a series of colourful books explaining extinction to children. The first three books of the 8-part series feature the weird worm, the snappy predator, and the trilobite family who survived for 300 million years. Next, in October, come two books on the Tyrannosaurus Rex, two featuring the megalodon shark and the Thylacine, or Tasmanian tiger, which survived into the 1930s, plus a final volume on a critically endangered gibbon, which humans still have the chance to save. Scientist and conservationist Ben, who grew up in Great Yarmouth, began his broadcasting career with the BBC series Secrets of Bones and co-presented a documentary about dinosaurs with David Attenborough. He's also worked with chimpanzee expert Jane Goodall. The Extinct series by Ben Garrod is published by Zephyr.